This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you. Steve Vaughn with me today as we continue our 648th day of confinement during the COVID-19. Well, it seems like about that long.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It's crazy out there. And I mean, actually, maybe it's just not crazy out there anymore because there's nobody out anymore.
Well, and of course, here's my biggest frustration at this point is the news. Steve, I don't know if you have checked out Fox News or CNN in the last 45 days, but wow, you talk about useless. Anecdotal information, fear-mongering, salacious news. I don't think you need National Enquirer anymore because Fox News is putting them out of business.
Yeah.
So here's what we need. We need the facts. And by the way, we do the best we can to give you the facts on the worldview in 5 minutes. And these facts not available in the news services. I have to go to the statistics available in various nations and states in order to draw out what is happening. As one of my friends is saying, we had so many numerators but no denominators. And this made it so incredibly difficult to know what is really happening.
Yeah, we get all of the deaths, but we don't even know if the deaths are the deaths from COVID. But even if they are, we don't know how many people have actually had it. You know, we've only got the people who have been confirmed. And the last I checked, the percentage of the people in the United States that have been even tested is, you know, less than 2%. And so how do we know, you know, what the mortality rate of this, if we don't even have any idea how many people have even had it?
Well, that was my beef for a long time. And of course, the hospital's completely overwhelmed in the state of Colorado. This is what we're hearing.
No. I've you know, being a nurse, I've got some nurse friends, and I've talked to some of them. And I asked them if the hospitals are being totally overwhelmed in Colorado, and the ones that they've gone to, he's saying, no, it's quite the opposite. They're actually having to shut down floors. They're having to furlough nurses because there's just nothing going on. Now, the ICUs might have a bunch of people in there, but the rest of the floors, they're shutting down because at least for now, because they're not even allowing for elective surgeries and things like that. It's just it's not what everybody said was going to be. It's just not panning out.
The Worldview in 5 minutes gives an update on what is going on around the world and in the United States. Washington State was the first major COVID-19 infection spread for the United States. Now reports a full 30-day decline on daily death reports. And I didn't know that until I went to the Washington State site. But they're 30 days into their decline on daily death reports. The data shows a 30-day increase beginning on February 22nd, when the first infections and deaths were reported, and then a 33-day decrease of the death incident reports following March 25th. Now, does anybody know that? Is that the front page of Fox News? No, because of the hype, because of the panic, because I guess the news services make money off the panic. Then looking at the country as a whole, the United States would have reached its peak on daily death rates or death counts over the last weekend. New York City data indicates the COVID-19 peak on daily death counts occurred on April 6th. And what is that? About 3 weeks ago. Colorado indicated a peak on April 10th, which would have been about 2.5 to 3 weeks ago.
It's 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. So we've been going down for about 3 weeks now. But I didn't know that. Nobody ever told me that. Denver Post isn't going to tell me that. 9 News won't tell me that. Fox News won't tell me that. Just too bad. Because here's the deal. The newspapers are not into the truth, and they don't care about the facts. That's just the way it works. Now, of course, there are curious people that will go to the Washington State site and do the work and do the calculations. They will go to New York City and do the calculations on the New York City site. But, man, apparently the news reporters aren't interested. New York's COVID-19 death rate per million residents is 10 times Colorado's death rate. I've never heard that outside of me doing the calculation. But we need to know that. New York's COVID-19 death rate per million is 10 times Colorado's death rate and 100 times Utah's, South Dakota's, Montana, Wyoming, and Hawaii's death rate per million residents. So we got to keep these things in perspective. Here's one more thing you're not going to find on Fox News. While 56,000 Americans have died of COVID-19 virus, an estimated 216,000 babies were killed at the same time by surgical operations or surgical abortions. And another 1,500,000 American children were killed by the use of IUD conception control devices. Okay, so you've got 1,700,000 American babies killed while we're all up in arms and the whole economy is shut down over the COVID-19 thing, which produced 56,000 American deaths. Also, by the way, 99% of those who died in Italy and something similar in New York, but 99% of those who died in Italy already had illnesses to begin with. 99% of them had illnesses to begin with. After examining medical records of about 18% of the country's coronavirus fatalities, Italy National Health Institute found that just three victims, only three victims, had no previous pathology.
I did not know that.
Only three victims in all of Italy, of those 18% they looked at, had no previous pathology. Almost half of the victims suffered from at least three prior illnesses, and about a fourth had either one or two previous conditions. Well, friends, also we're collecting all the studies of population random sampling, finally, intended to find the true death rate, as Steve mentioned, only because we've been lied to over and over and over again. Death rate 2%, death rate 4%, death rate 8%, Italy's death rate 12%, on and on and on it went. No, we had no denominator. And then we get it from Santa Clara County at 0.1%, Los Angeles County, another study done, 0.2%, Miami-Dade County, University of Miami did their own independent study, found it to be 0.17%. New York, anywhere between 0.1 and 0.5%. The governor Cuomo himself acknowledged it was down around 0.5%. My numbers yield more of a 0.1%, but anywhere between 0.1 and 0.5% is what you're getting for the death rate in the United States in four separate studies. And here's the clincher, 0.005% death rate for kids under 17, whereas the flu is 0.02% for kids under 17. So the flu death rate is four times higher for kids than the coronavirus death rate. And so these are the sorts of things we're not getting from the mainstream media. And friends, here's one more thing to take home with you. This is not hard to find, okay? This data is available from the CDC and the National Health Institute. You can get these numbers easily, very, very easily. The death rate per 100,000 in America in 2015 was 8.5. 2017, it was 8.6. 2018 is 8.7. And 2019 is 8.8. Guess what it's been over the last 3 months, Steve? It rose from 8.5 to 8.6 to 8.7 to 8.8 from 2016 to 2019. Guess what it's been over the last 11 weeks, including the coronavirus deaths?
I have no idea.
It's been at 8.4.
Wow.
The lowest it's been in 5 years. We're looking at the lowest death rate, and that includes those who have died from multiple causes, including the coronavirus, in hospitals around New York and around the United States. The death rate in America is at 8.4, a five-year low over the last 3 months as we've gone through this COVID virus monomania panic. Well, we'll be back with more in just a moment on the Generations broadcast. Friends, listen. There is nothing families need more than godly husbands and fathers, spiritual men, praying men, men who are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, that God would raise up stronger men, gentle, faithful shepherds, covenant keepers, men who won't quit, men who stay in the battle, men who persevere when the going gets tough, sacrificial lovers, robust men, not snowflakes. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So the apostle tells us, quit ye like men, be strong. That's why the Shepherd's Conference each year in my home here in Elizabeth, Colorado. Let me tell you, it's the best fellowship, the best worship, the best encouragement, the best exhortation, 5 days of immersive study in the Word of God, prayer and fellowship at my place out here on the eastern plains of Colorado, September 28th through October 2nd this year. Here's the caveat. There are only 45 spots open. Reserve now at generations.org/shepherds. That's generations.org/shepherds. And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, Steve Vaughn, also with us. and talking about the facts, and we laid out the facts of the death rates in America, the overall annualized death rate in America over the last 5 years, and found it to be 8.5, 8.6, 8.7, 8.8, and then it's just dropped to 8.4 in the last 11 weeks. The death rate is even lower than it was over the last 4 to 5 years. Now, some of these facts may be debatable. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to acknowledge that some of these facts are somewhat debatable. But at the least, we are attempting to find the basic facts concerning the COVID-19 virus. We're looking for numerators and denominators, and we're looking for some basic honesty in science. But still, facts are still somewhat debatable because they are siphoned through a preconceived network of presuppositions called a worldview. But I want to talk about the ultimate facts. Steve, I want to end on this. We talk about scientific facts. Now let's talk about ultimate facts, the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is God's law. God's law, what God tells us in his word, as in thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. If a man shall lie with another man, he has committed an abomination. On the basis of God's law, America and the Western world have turned to unfettered wickedness in the last 40 years. And I don't think there's much debate on that. If you are one who would accept God's law, if you don't accept God's law, then you're back into a random universe where there is no absolute and there is no possibility for you to know any truth or any sense of right or wrong at all. But ultimately, God speaks truth because he is truth. And he gives us his truth in his word. And on the basis of God's law, America and the Western world have turned to unfettered wickedness. They kill innocent babies by the tens of millions. They have celebrated the ultimate pride and insolence against God and his laws. And after 100 years, finally last year, Steve, the final Western nations tipped over to approving the killing of innocent babies. And that was Northern Ireland and New Zealand. Now listen, New Zealand, this is interesting. New Zealand finally approved abortion as the last major state of the Western world, that is the post-Christian world. New Zealand finally approved abortion as the last nation to do so on March 18th of this year, and the whole nation of New Zealand was shut down 5 days later for the COVID-19 virus, and their economy will pay the price. Now, I'm not drawing a causative correlation here, but last year was Pride Year for the whole Western world. And the nations that have been infected by this immoral virus from the post-Christian world, that is, the whole world was taken up with the Pride March. That is, the shaking the fist in the face of Almighty God, unlike the world has ever done, at least in a correlated way. The New York City's Pride event attracted a record-breaking 5 million participants. Record-breaking crowds appeared in New Orleans, Denver, Madrid, Brussels, Cologne, London, Amsterdam, Tel Aviv, Belgrade, Singapore, Santiago, Chile, Montreal, Canada, Kiev, Ukraine, Tokyo, Japan, and Taipei, Taiwan. Tens of millions of people showed up for the largest worldwide pride celebration in the history of the world. That is, the nations of the world came together. They set themselves against the Lord and his anointed and said, "Let us cast his cords away from us. But he that sits in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. And then he shall speak to them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure." Now, please mark this. I am not drawing a causative correlation, but be aware that the highest death rate in the U.S. has been New York City, where the record-breaking Pride March occurred just 9 months earlier. And I'm not drawing a causative correlation here, but the highest death rate in Italy was Lombardy, where the record-breaking Pride marches have occurred in that country. Again, I don't want to be misquoted here because I'm not drawing causative correlations here, but the highest death rate in Europe occurred in Italy and Spain, in Madrid, where the record-breaking Pride March occurred in Madrid, where 2 million people showed up That is a full one-third of the city showed up last summer at the Pride March. Now, again, I'm not drawing a causative correlation here. This is only an observation. But the fourth highest death rate in the world for major nations was the UK, where the record-breaking Pride March occurred on July 6th last year, with 1.5 million attending. So now, just an FYI here, when God used the COVID-19 virus to shut down the world economy, the highest death rates per capita came in Belgium, Spain, Italy, France, the UK, Netherlands, and the United States. Now, we can debate a lot of things relating to death rates, conspiracies in China and so forth. But here's a fact, and Steve, I don't think we can debate this fact. Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Amen.
Now, you know, that's a fact. Now, I don't think COVID-19 is the destruction we're looking for. I think it's going to be much, much worse, at least 10 times worse. But let me repeat. I don't think COVID-19 is even close to the effect the world is facing. But here's the fact. And again, I want to get back to the fact. We're not drawing causative correlations on the COVID-19. But here is the fact you can take home with you. Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So, you know, we need to keep saying, okay, well, what is truth? Pilate asked that question. Remember? As he is convicting Jesus and sending him off to crucifixion. What did he say? He said, what is truth? Mm-hmm. Well, here's truth for you, friends. You can take this to the bank. Pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Yeah, and if you take a look at the nations that have had that have actually gone away over the history, it was the thing that they were the most proud of that became their destruction. And so you've got, you know, Rome. They're prideful about their power and their peace. And you know, you've got the United States. Our pride was in our military, our economy, our tolerance, and all of that. That's what's causing our destruction, is what we tend to be the most proud of, God will use to take us down.
You know, friends, what we're doing is we're just coming back to the basic biblical principles. And, you know, it's a little bit like defending the law of gravity. You know, Steve, I'm not out on a limb. Well, I guess I would be out on a limb, because if I fell, then the law of gravity would be proven again.
That's true.
But you're hardly out on a limb when you defend the law of gravity. You're hardly out on a limb. I mean, you're not on a limb at all when you just simply say pride comes before a fall. It's 100,000 times more obvious than the law of gravity. It's just so obvious. It doesn't take a genius. It's the most obvious thing in the world. It is God's truth. Well, and here's one more thing. God's wrath is demonstrated against the world. So the Western world has proven itself to have broken God's law with impunity almost at every point, and there's no humility left. In fact, we pointed out that the president's State of the Union addresses of the last 3 years, we would count. Remember, Steve, we would count the use of the word pride, and I think we'd be upwards of 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 times. He would speak of all the pride and how proud and we all need to be and such, and no reference to humility. So, you know, it's so obvious that America is proud, and the world is proud, and the Western world is proud. But God's wrath is also demonstrated against the world. Here's Romans 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. So, yes, despite what they know of God, they continue to suppress that truth. And they don't want to hear about God. They don't want to hear about God's judgment. They don't want to hear about God's wrath. They know about God's wrath. They know about his power. They know about his judgment, but they suppress that. God's wrath is revealed everywhere. God's wrath is obvious. And here's primarily where we see it, and that is with death and disease. All disease and death is God's judgment against sin. It is a revelation of God's wrath against sin. Here's Romans 6, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, that's the fact. That's the fact. You can debate the death rate in America over the last 4 to 5 years. 8.4, 8.9, a decrease in the last 3 months. But here's a fact. The death rate in the world is 100%.
It's one per person.
That's because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is, Jesus came. The Son of God came on a salvage operation because we had the condemnation of death hanging over us, all of us. But Jesus Christ came in order that we would be freed from the fear of death and released from the curse of death and given eternal life. But that is for those who believe on him and follow him.
Yeah.
So here's one more thing. I think God is still very long-suffering and patient. We see God's mercy, even in this virus. What's the message? I think he's delaying. God is delaying his judgment. You know, you say, Steve, the death rate in America is down over last year. That's his mercy, isn't it? Isn't God being merciful to us?
Oh, I would agree, totally. And just the fact that, you know, he's causing people to consider what's going on right now. I mean, people are now thinking a lot more about life and death, and that death could be any time. And we, I think we all probably know. I know some people from our church who have died of this virus. And, you know, and when you die, that's it. I mean, there's no changing your destination. We are all going to one place or another. There's only two places that you will end up after you die, and that's heaven or hell. And so even this whole idea of, well, it's only been 50,000 people out of, you know, 300 and some, but those 50,000 people have met their final destiny. And that is something that we need to consider, something we need to think about. And that also gives rise to us wanting to go out and preach the truth in love.
Hmm. Listen to Romans 2 and verse 4. This comes after the announcement that the wrath of God is hanging over the world. Do you despise the riches of his goodness, his forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you treasure up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. But there you see the principle that God, he applies his mercy and his long-suffering that should draw us to repentance because he's given us time to repent. And that's what's going on right now. We're getting an extra leash, an extra opportunity for repentance here in the Western world and around the world. And we get something of a warning shot, as Steve mentioned. But it's a call to repentance. It's a call to humble ourselves before God and just cry out, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Just admit our sin and receive Jesus Christ and believe that he is God's Savior and God's only Savior for us. Well, friends, as I wrap up this edition of the Generations broadcast, I'm in the midst of preparing a second installment for a book that I wrote several years ago called Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. We're looking at the rise and now the decline and the fall of Western civilization. This is the fall happening now. But how did it happen? What were the ideologies that brought about the fall? I'd encourage you to the first installment of the series. It's called Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. The next in the series is coming out in, God willing, 7 or 8 months from now. But for now, would encourage you to arm yourself, to equip yourself, to understand the times and to realize the worldviews that have corrupted our educational facilities and have eroded the Western world. It should be no surprise to you to see huge pieces of the facades of these large towers of the Western world coming down right now. The book is called Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West, and you can get a copy of it at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.